Crash call. 214 122nd Street.
The voice on the radio was all treble. Lisa cracked an eye to look at it as if looking at the speaker would make it more intelligible. The white van edged away from the curb. The driver, a middle-aged man in a paramedic uniform, touched a button on the radio. Copy that. We're en route. Got any more information for me, Susan?
Black male, mid-70s, 150 pounds, 5'10". Witness says the guy was high on something, ranting about ghosts, then he had a seizure and dropped.
Roger. Then, to Lisa in the passenger seat, looks like you're up, Doc. The van didn't have any special markings, just a state government plate. Lisa Jane, likewise, was not in paramedic regalia.
I didn't sign up to run the crash cart, John, she said.
You know how it is, John said. They were rolling fast now, too fast. Along dim, nighttime streets, it seemed even faster. You got the MD, you're on duty. Slow night in MH anyway. MH for mental health.
Whatever,
Lisa said, then tried to shut her eyes and relax through the ride. It was going to get hairy when they got where they were going, which might as well be the moon for all she ever got into the neighborhoods with streets in the hundreds. At least it would keep her certs up. Sooner than she wanted, John pulled the anonymous white van over against another curb and she tumbled out, bag in hand, the stethoscope around her neck, her only badge of rank. She pulled med gloves out of a baggie in her pocket as she went. There was the victim, face down across a curb outside an all-night McDonald's. A crowd of people melted away at the sight of Lisa and her partner. Like roaches when the lights come on, like ghosts in the night. The victim was clearly part of New York's burgeoning homeless population. He had on a long tan trench coat despite the season, fingerless gloves, slacks that had seen better days, a shirt whose color was hard to discern in the uncertain light from the windows all around. Maybe navy, maybe black, but certainly dirty. Lisa crouched by him to feel for a pulse. John brought around the crash cart, really just a bag with more portable versions of the stuff she was used to at the hospital, and set it next to her.
Pulse is thready, but acceptable, she said and scanned for wounds.
No obvious cuts or bleeding, not on this side. Neck injury was always a possibility, and she wasn't supposed to gamble, but she did.
Let's roll him over, get a look at his face.
John helped, and they got the guy over onto his back. No problem. He was light. Too thin. Contusions on his face, most likely from falling. Bad teeth. He had patchy hair, uncut and uncombed, sticking out like clumps of weeds in an unkempt field. She put her ear near his mouth.
Breathing is fine. We won't need to crash him. Breath stinks. Probably some untreated diabetes.
Wrist? John said. Lisa looked at the wrist. She hadn't checked for a pulse. The victim had a bracelet on, metal, solid, shaped like a flattened-out C wrapped around his arm just above the hand. A medic alert bracelet.
What have we here?